All right, and then I had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a 2024 Dodge Hornet GT Plus track pack and blacktop all-wheel drive. Yes, that's a mouthful, but that's what I'm actually driving. Right now, I will switch out of that car tomorrow. But how do I say this, Richard? This is a car that there's a lot of inventory on the dealer lots, and I'm really not sure why. This car comes in. This is one of their topped-out versions with pretty much every bell and whistle you can imagine. The one I'm driving has got, again, the track pack package. It's got the GT end of things as well. It's got all the driving features that you want. It'll parallel park, park for you. I mean, all the things you can imagine in a car, this thing has for just a shy under $45,044,825. And right now, believe me, there will be deals on this because this is a car, again, there is definite inventory of. You could find this car on lots. And I'll tell you, all in all, Richard, I'm being honest. I don't really have any single complaints with this car. It's got an entire upper moonroof that's literally almost the entire roof of the car. It's very luxurious, very sporty. The only complaint I have, and Dodge, I know you listen to all of these, and this maybe is only something at all our elevation versus somewhere else. By the way, MPG 21 and 29, I'm averaging in the 26 range, so the car works really well, even at our altitude, Richard. The turbo engine, the only complaint I have is on occasion, not always, but on occasion, you can feel a little bit of a turbo lag, which in today's world, I just kind of wonder, okay, what are you guys doing programming-wise? What could you do to fix that? Because it really shouldn't be there. Now, I will say this. You switch over to sport mode, which it has. It's pretty much gone. So I know it's in the programming end of things. Is it a big deal? Is it a deal breaker? No, not at all. But this is a car that if you've not looked, and if you haven't looked at this car, by the way, if you're in the market for that, what I would call mid-size, sort of on the smaller end of it, but the mid-size SUV, all-wheel drive, and you look at this particular car for the price, Richard, it's solid, and I had a couple of guys this last Saturday that I know real well. We were all looking at it together. Looks-wise, it's gorgeous. There's really no other issues with this car. I really am not sure why these aren't selling more than they are.
Well, and I think, honestly, because when it came out, right, I think that it was sort of overshadowed by some other competitors and things of that nature. But, yeah, I remember when they introduced this, actually, at the Denver Auto Show, went saw it and was really impressed, and obviously now that we've been able to get in it, like you say, it's a really good value for the money. And in today's day and age, Dad, value is kind of king, right? We kind of just talked about it in some of our previous reviews. In fact, for you, like you said, the price point for a smaller family, right? Yeah, I would put it kind of smaller.
It's going to be a tough one with car seats because the back seat's not huge. But if you're somebody where you're a couple, or you might have some kids with you occasionally, or your kids are more grown and they're able to just sit upright, I would have no issues with this car. Cargo space is plentiful. Really quick, one other complaint. Again, Dodge, if you're listening, and I know it's part of the design, and it makes the car look really cool, but I'm somebody that I put my stuff in the back seat. I don't typically put my stuff in the front seat. I go up to the passenger side. I put my briefcase and stuff in the back seat. I then go around, get in the driver's seat, and away I go. This car, which once you're used to it, it's not a problem. But the way the passenger window up above kind of jettisons to the back, it's sort of got this arrowish look to it that makes it look really sleek. The downside, Richard, is that thing jettisons out. And if you're not careful, you'll whack your nose on it when you're opening it.
Well, some intricacies to all of these cars, right? That takes a little bit of
Once you're used to it, it's not a big deal. Man, the first time I opened it, about took my nose off.
Well, I think that attributes partly to the look, Dad, because it's a sleek car, and for folks that haven't seen it, I encourage you to go see it, because you probably have seen these cars driving down the road, didn't know what it is.
Yeah, even the emblem. The emblem is a Hornet, and you don't really recognize it. Sort of energized a car from old or a nameplate from old, but you wouldn't know this car is that, to your point, without actually going and looking at it. So, Richard, again, thank you, by the way, for saying that. I appreciate that. Again, 2024 Dodge Hornet GT Plus track pack and blacktop all-wheel drive. It's a great Colorado car. I would go drive this car and check it out, and there's plenty of these on lots today. You can do that at your local Dodge dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.